I have friends that lead a pretty clean lifestyle, though, so I'm a good person. And when I hang out with them, we might play board games. One of my favorite board games to play is Catchphrase. For those of you who might not be familiar with it, basically, you have to describe a word, and your team guesses that word. What's great is when someone on your team has to describe a word, and they have no idea what that word is. And that happened to my friend. He got the word Liberace, the great homosexual piano player. And that's all he had to say for all of us to shout Liberace. But instead, he decides to split up the word. So he goes third syllable, Jack, Queen, King, and we all shout Ace. So then he has to describe the word Liber, which isn't a word. So he splits it up again, and he goes, first syllable, a place with a lot of books. We all shout, library. And he goes, yeah, shorten it. And we're all like, how do you shorten the word it? Then mass chaos ensues. No one knows the word he's trying to describe. The word box goes off. We lose the round. So then I go, what happened? What was this word you're trying to describe? So then he tosses the word box at me, and he goes, I don't know, Libbrace. So then I look down at it, and I'm like, it's Liberace, you idiot. Now here was one thing that he said over the course of all that with great passion. He said, this is a phrase a lot of people use, I got to go to the... Now, in the history of the American library system, no one has ever used the phrase, I got to go to the lib. And if they have used that phrase, they got to go to the lib way more often, because that's not a sentence, everybody.